Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLKHD. Rono.
I'll tell you which member of the Avengers makes me horny.
Which one?
Captain Friday, baby.
Woo! Thank
God it's Friday.
That would be an awesome superhero, Captain Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, make you happy.
Would it be Friday every time they showed up?
Yep.
All right, fair enough. Yeah. What would their superpower be, I guess?
Existing.
Being Friday and looking at you, knowing what you want, and it appears.
Which is usually Friday.
So it's a Friday, so you want a happy hour to happen right there. Friday walks in, Captain Friday, and makes it happen.
Captain Boom. Friday has declared dollar margaritas.
Yes, there you go.
All right.
Makes whatever you want happen.
I like the sound of that. Mm-hmm. So he's sort of a Marvel superhero,
mixed
honestly,
with the genie.
Mixed with Will Smith.
Uh-huh.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Yep. So now I'm on board.
Uh-huh. There you go.
Very nice.
Captain Friday.
You know, Captain Friday's arch nemesis, who actually can defeat him in most any fight.
Oh, Tuesday?
Oh, no. Well, that's the evil.
Oh.
Evil.
Yes, okay.
Evil. Dr. Tuesday is very evil. That's But Captain Saturday, man, because Captain Saturday brings a no work day also.
Yeah. And you get to sleep in on Captain Saturday.
So they kind of have they're on the same team, mm-hmm. but it's sort of when Iron Man and Thor poke at each other.
Yeah, that's the same. One uppers.
Right. But the evil Dr. Tuesday. The worst villain of them all.
Tuesday.
You think Thanos is bad. Yeah. Good Lord. Dr. Tuesday.
Watch out.
Yeah, Dr. Tuesday make it hurt. Speaking of making it hurt, as we head into the summertime here on the K92 Morning Thing, I mean, all sorts of great things rolling around here. We're giving you mini summer vacations, just one right after the other, going to King's Dominion.
Mm-hmm.
$200 ticket voucher, basically, is what you're looking at. It's a family four-pack.
Yep.
Doing cash in your pocket. We had another $1,000 winner in Lynchburg this week in the pop quiz. We got the 10K payday. We're going to give somebody $10,000. So you are barreling into your summer vacation set and ready. Unless you are Monica Brooks, who can no longer enjoy the summer sensation that is watermelon. What happened?
Oh, my gosh. I had to take Benadryl yesterday.
What's going
You're
on?
You're allergic to watermelon?
I don't know what's going on. I went to the store. I'm like, oh, that watermelon looks good. Let me buy us a watermelon. That'll be my little snack.
Sure.
I ate it. My throat started to itch really bad, like to the point where I was like, do I need to go to the doctor? It was just Ava and I at home at the time.
Uh-oh.
So I started to tell Ava, you know, look, if we may need to just go. I have her EpiPen and everything, but I'm like, is this seriously something?
And you've eaten watermelon in
the
past.
I've had it before.
Issue free.
I never had an issue with watermelons. I don't know what could have happened, but it was itching really bad
really
to the point where I paused. I'm like, oh my gosh. What is happening?
Were you drinking barbed wire?
No.
Okay.
That's a fair question. Fair question.
It's a regular old watermelon.
Interesting.
And I took some Benadryl.
You're allergic to watermelon now. Because that does happen. You can end up being allergic to something.
I was like, why? Why now?
I guess the question is, when are you going to try again? Are you going to try again?
It's still in the fridge. And
oh,
I know she's going to try again. That's why.
I was like, this can't possibly be an allergy. I cannot be allergic to watermelon.
That's why my first question was, when are you going to try again? And then I was like, well, let me get a benefit of the doubt. Maybe she won't.
Watermelon's a scary one because you think, look, this is mostly water. Am I allergic to water? Oh, no.
No.
Escalation.
Yeah.
What will you do if you're allergic to all of your liquids, beverages?
I enjoyed my liquid on the way here.
Is there something that if you became allergic to it, it would just be the devastation above all else?
Meat. Some people get
the tick.
The Lyme diseases.
Yeah.
You know the tick, the tick bite?
No.
Okay.
Yes. If you get Lyme disease from a tick bite.
No. Yeah. Yes, you do. Correct.
Okay.
Yes, that is.
But you can't have red meats or something.
There is a specific tick. I forget. It's called the Rocky Mountain. I don't know. Oyster tick.
Yeah.
We'll call it that. But what it is, if you get bitten by this tick, and there are people that are listening
now,
you become allergic to red meat.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh no.
And there's really no cure for it.
And I've met people that allergic to red meat. That showed up with this one guy showed up. This is unfortunate. His wife wanted to get like this meat special, as I was hosting an event and it was like this deal on meats. So his wife shows up. She's like, "Oh, we're gonna cook out today." And he says, "I'm allergic to red meat, but
I'm so sad.
Yeah, it was very sad.
And I think it's like, you become allergic to hoofed animals. Uh-huh. So I'm pretty sure it's pork also, and all of the other things sort of look like meat. So it's not like you can say, well, look, you can still eat bison.
No, it's just chicken.
It's a chicken party forever.
All just chicken.
Yeah, and it just, they don't have a cure for it, and it just doesn't, like, you're allergic, and then that's it. Yeah, that one's my fear.
Yeah, that will be your biggest.
I'll take your watermelon any day of the week.
Yeah, I'll take your watermelon too.
And I did tell myself, could I go without watermelon?
Oh,
this is something.
I think you'll be fine.
I don't remember the last time I had watermelon.
Yeah.
Oh, just rub it in. Rub it in.
I know.
You could have watermelon
anytime you want.
Denying yourself.
You're how rude.
You are abusing your ability to eat watermelon anyway. What a jerk.
Hanging out with Dr. Tuesday being rude.
Oh, he is.
Wow.
So if you would like to harass Dr. Tuesday's little buddy over here, he's little mini me. You're in the sidecar with Dr. Tuesday, you little jerk.
Yeah.
You know what he is? He's extra. What is it? He's work meeting. That's what it is. Dr. Tuesday and his crappy little sidekick work meeting.
Yep. Hello, I'm work meeting.
Oh, jerk. No.
Miss Monica's diamond of the day.
People judged her.
They did.
Yes. And she would be besties with Antoine, this woman.
Okay, so this woman who was judged.
She would be besties with you, Antoine. You get your closet together with this woman's pantry. And y'all would be besties for life.
Okay, explain.
Okay, she's on social media and she's posting her pantry and how everything is organized. And her cereals, the brands.
I mean, hate those people.
Everything I see.
Well, that's a little. Do you hate our friend right here in studio?
I feel attacked.
Not you, other people.
I like this organization. Keep going.
Very organized.
Keep going.
And she has her her camera going. She's like, yes, look at my cereals. Look at my cans of beans and all this crap. Well, now people are attacking her because they notice that she has nothing but junk food.
Aha. Okay,
it's
good.
It's all Cheez-Its, Oreos. It's everything sweet.
But it's organized.
But she put
organized.
It in a different Tupperware container.
It's
so that's
organized
what makes it
and everything,
good.
But it's all kinds of juices and there's nothing healthy. Nothing healthy.
And partially, I can't stand people like that because I'm jealous of y'all super organizers because I always want this. But when I see these perfect pantries and these perfect refrigerators. That's the other one. Hi, I've meal prepped for 72 straight days and here's all my little jars and my containers. Does anybody live there? Because that's what happens in my house.
Well, you can tell. They live there because everything's delicious.
If I organize my pantry like that, it is messed up in 1 second when a kid goes to get some Pringles and they knock seven other things over.
She has the Kool-Aid man.
It helps you when you need to go grocery shopping. Because then you can look. You're like, okay, let me look at the chip and crackers shelf. And I need some more chips and crackers.
But she must spend her entire life reorganizing this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
The last time I tried to clean every dish out of the kitchen, it was last weekend. I said, you know what? I'm gonna clean every dish. Let me go ahead and do it. I did that. Three more dishes appeared in a minute. So I cleaned those. I washed them. I'm like, all right, I'm even going to dry these and put them away. And then my wife comes in from another room, hands me more things. I'm like,
where are they coming from?
It never stops. Mm-hmm. The minute you empty the dishwasher, dishes go back in. It's the nonstop
cycle. Clearly, you need to talk to this lady and Antoine.
I'm available for a consultation.
Do you not live? How do you keep it so neat? That's my problem. Well, I could keep
what's
it neat.
The secret?
It's living alone.
I don't have children.
It's living a life of solitude. That's what it is. Yeah, Superman's pantry in the Fortress of Solitude, amazeballs. I mean, just perfect. If you actually have a kid show up, forget it. No good. Oh, nothing like being introduced to the great new superhero, Friday Man. We love Friday Man.
Yes.
Comes in, he delivers us Friday. If you missed yesterday's hookup or hangup, people had very, very, very strong opinions of dislike toward Melissa.
Yeah,
who
didn't
was
care for her that
our
much.
Lady and her love of money. So I'm going to remind you what happened yesterday, get you all fired up again as we head into the weekend.
Friday
Man. I was thinking of other everyday superheroes. And Friday Man's sidekick, by the way, is the incredible happy hour. I believe that is.
Yeah. Oh, that definitely.
It has to be.
I was thinking Dr. Junk Food Has No Calories.
Okay.
I like him. He'd be a great superhero. Captain Free Gas.
Oh, I would love him.
Captain Free Gas.
Right. And he's hilarious, too, because there's fart jokes involved. There totally is.
Yeah.
Captain Free Gas.
What about Fantastic Second Wind? Like at a 2 o'clock or when you're working out.
Yeah. Yes.
We all
Fantastic
need
that. Second Wind shows up and boom, bang through it.
Who, and what about Fantastic Don't Gotta Workout Girl? That would be
too.
No joke.
Like, Mr. Close the Door.
Mr.
Like every
close
time you're
the door.
Done with someone's conversation, the door has closed. And that door pops up and just slams in your face. Done.
Oh wow. Is that a good guy or a bad guy?
Well, it depends. depends on how you take it.
You know what
it
is? He's one of those ones where he's sort
anti-hero.
He's supposed, yes, he's supposed to sort of be a bad guy, but you all kind of like
yeah.
him.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Guy like Deadpool. He's Deadpool.
Right.
He's sort of like Deadpool. Uh-huh. Nudity girl. I'm down with nudity girl.
Oh, yes. Well, sign me up for that one.
She, her superpower is to just be nude.
No, I think she.
Oh, she, or she disappears and you're like. Oh,
oh wait, I'm sorry. Maybe it's nudity X-ray vision girl. So you get the X-ray vision. I don't know, man. That is one I always struggle with. Like, do you want to be able to see everybody naked? I don't think I do, actually. That's one of those
ones. Leave it a mystery.
Where you think you want to have the power. That would be me. I'd be nudity man, and I would live a tortured life. Because everyone would think, well, you have such an amazing power. And then they would force me to go to Walmart.
Oh,
oh
no!
My eyes burn! Oh, gosh.
How about Child of Errands?
Child of Errands.
Yeah, so they run errands for you, like those stupid ones on Saturday that you really don't want to do, like going to Walmart or going to Target.
Like an assistant, they take care of stuff.
Exactly.
How about Child of Deals with Your Child? Instead. I like that one too. So our friend Melissa yesterday, phew, man, she's hung up. She's Dr.
She stepped
Money.
In it.
She did step in it. She's caught up in the money. Apparently, she would like in her 60 seconds to meet Iron Man. That's who she wants to meet because she requires money. A lot of strong opinions yesterday on this.
Okay. Hi, Josh. Okay. This is awkward. So, hi. What do you do?
Hi. I'm a general manager for a restaurant.
Okay.
What do you
do? I work really hard, but okay. Can I just ask? Do you have money? Like, if I asked you, let's go to Turks and Caicos. Could you pay for it? That kind of deal.
Wow.
Do you need a map?
You are a little gold diggerish, aren't you? Yeah, sure. I do have funds.
Good. Okay.
I gotta be honest with you. I don't think I'd take you to.
Excuse me?
I said I wouldn't take you. You know, I called up. I liked your voice. I tried to give this thing a go, but, you know, I thought you might be a cool girl, but obviously,
You know what? I am a cool girl. You don't know me, and actually, you sound broke.
Oh.
Zach, wow. Is the 60 seconds up?
The 60 seconds is, in fact, up. Yes, the 60 seconds was, in fact, up. Boy, you know, here's my observation takeaway as we dive back into that and you sort of just hear her talk.
The judgy pause. Did you hear that too?
Which one?
He says I'm a manager for a store.
Oh yeah, yep. She's froze. She did math in her head to figure out how much money
I heard the judgy pause. The other thing I heard that I've decided is she said a lot in her conversation yesterday during that thing before and after. I work hard, which I don't ever hear from people who work hard. It's sort of like when people tell you I'm really funny. They are the least funny person you know.
She's like, I work really hard, though.
I work really. He said, what do you do for work? She said, well, I work really hard.
I know. That wasn't really an answer.
That's all she said.
Interesting. Yeah. And we also learned out of all of this that snobby Antoine attends Turks and Caicos quite regularly.
I have.
Oh, he does.
It's a gorgeous place.
Every weekend.
It's absolutely. Uh-huh. You guys should go.
He's elitist, man. There he is.
You guys, if you get a free weekend, you guys should swing on through.
How about your home, your house?
It's
your residence there?
Well, not mine, but I'll set you up with somebody.
Oh my God. I know. I love when you have those people in your life. They got way more money than you, and they say dumb crap like that.
Yeah.
You should really go to the Galapagos Islands.
Really? Just like that, huh?
Yeah.
This weekend, I'm free.
It's that easy.
Oh, sure, no problem. I'll ride a turtle the whole way there. Good for you.
See you in a while.
So, see you in Turks and Caicos. Not only am I going to give you a great way to save money to go to Disney, but I'm going to tell you how to get your kids to pay for that trip.
Helpful life tips. And then there's Miss Monica. Maybe helping one person. It's time for Fang Hacks on K92.
Yeah, they're always up your butt.
I think I got Disney. We got Disney.
Yeah.
That's expensive, yo. I got
it.
It's a cool little way to sort of save for Disney. And there is a way that you can do it while also getting your kids to pay for it.
All right.
Get your kids to do it.
Make them do the work. That's what we're doing here in the Thang Hacks, as we do on a Friday, try to help you out. What can we look forward to today?
I'm going to help you create your own theater room.
Okay. Create your own theater room. Because that is something you see rich people houses. They have these home theaters.
Yes.
And people would love to have a home theater, but you can't afford a home theater.
Yes. So I'm going to get you started on your way.
This is the...
Okay.
Uh-huh.
low-budget way to do this, I guess?
Yeah, I'm going to get you started.
Fair enough. Antoine, you will be bringing what to the table today?
So there are a lot of events that are going to be happening this summer. There's going to be wine at all the events.
Wow.
There may be an amateur wine opener. And so sometimes when you're opening wine, some of the cork may fall into the wine. That happens occasionally.
Yep.
And that sucks because now you have to get the cork out.
Cork in your wine.
Right. You got to drink a bunch of cork.
So what you do is you take the glass of wine and you put a coffee filter over the glass. Now you pour the wine into the coffee filter. The wine will go through the coffee filter into the glass. So now the positive is you have more wine in your glass. And a coffee filter will catch
that
all
cork.
Of the cork.
You know what, Antoine? Thank you. I classify that as a little Monica-y.
What?
Because it's just kind of jacked up to have a coffee filter. Like, what classy
wine.
Individual? Hey, let me get a coffee filter for my wine. Just
Martha
drink.
Martha Stewart.
Save money for Disney with a fun little way that also gets your kids to pay for the trip to Disney.
Okay.
Now, unless they have some sort of banging allowance, they're probably not going to pay for the whole trip. But I think this is a good way to teach them how to save, teach them value, and get them to really appreciate going on this trip in the first place.
Okay.
Because you certainly want that. A lot of times, kids, they don't appreciate anything you do for them. They don't appreciate anything they have. And this sort of sends them down that path in an easy way. So if you are planning for a Disney vacation, what you want to do is develop a Disney box.
A Disney box.
Sure. You can design one if you want to get all Pinteresty or whatever. Yeah. Or you can just have a box. You can have a cup. It doesn't really matter. But it's something that is labeled Disney. So then what you're doing is you are putting money into the Disney box whenever you maybe have an extra couple bucks in your pocket or your wallet or whatever. But what you are teaching to children is maybe they have some birthday money.
Yeah.
And instead of spending it on some sort of Minecraft skin.
I'm losing it.
Or losing it, they will want to put their money in the Disney box because they know the more money they put in that box, the closer they will get to their Disney trip.
Mm.
This is also a great tip for when they're trying to get you to buy them things when you are at the store. And so, I want that toy. I want that candy bar. Say, do you want it or do you want to put a dollar in the Disney box?
So when they're 16, do you start the move out box? So they just keep on saving
money. Wait a minute.
Now we're getting somewhere.
You know?
This is what I like. You know what? Even better, start your own college box.
Yes, it's the college box.
It's your college education box.
And if after college they move back in, it's the move out box.
Yes.
That's when that comes back.
And to take the box to the next level, what you need to do is create a visual chart with the goal of how much money. Because kids would be willing, if there's a big thing of money in there, a bunch of dollar bills, they would be so easy to pull some dollar out. But they won't pull a dollar out if that chart gets lower. So you have to keep them.
Mind control.
Visual schedule of them reaching that.
Yep.
Oh, man. Look at Antoine using his book learning to help things out.
Behavioral science. Gotcha.
All right. Book learning is officially over because it's Monica's turn next. So we get into her thang hack.
Going to help you.
And how
or
it's.
Someone.
What is it? I've already forgotten.
With the theater room.
How to have your very own theater room. When you can't afford a theater room, I swear to God, if it's put your head in a trash can so the sound echoes louder. How to build your own jacked up low rent theater room. Now the thang hack.
Helpful life tips. And then there's Miss Monica. Maybe helping one person. It's time for Thang Hacks on K92.
Who wouldn't love a theater? Right.
And maybe it's not that, but I just have a feeling.
I would love a theater room.
I love movies. So your man cave set up like a theater room?
That would be amazing. So you know what? Before you start, I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt. I am on board 100%.
He's on board.
Right now.
He is on board. I love that.
Percentage-wise, I'm going
to... Zach, are you on board?
I'm going to wait to board the plane until the flight's about to leave. I want to know. Exactly what's
I'm on
going
board
on.
Right now.
All right, so check this out. Okay.
Oh boy.
In your basement, you have your couches. They're all at one level, but you're like, okay, I need to elevate them. I want this to feel like a theater. Right?
Mm-mm.
Right?
Because
you
I'm
have your first
it.
Level. You know how when you walk into a theater, it's like at a slope.
It's
like
an
a
incline.
Little slope. Incline, yes.
Well, sure, because you know that it's
so people can see.
People can the person behind you can see and so on.
You want your home theater to be that way.
All right.
You do. So what do you do?
What do you do?
You have two couches.
Okay.
You take one couch, put it behind the other, but hold on. You get four chairs. You put two on one side, two on the other. You have an elevated theater room. Did you see it?
Suspending a couch with chairs.
With chairs.
Yes. And you have elevated. Of course, get a shorter chair, one that's kind of low to the ground, just in case you tilt.
Just a stool,
but,
I guess.
Just in case you tilt.
Just in case you tilt. You don't want it too high up. But yes, you have an elevated couch. So now you can have people seated behind you at another couch if you want to in its place.
Okay.
You can invite more people over.
How high are the ceilings in your basement? Do you have cathedral ceilings down there?
You can get a smaller chair.
How does this make it a theater room because I changed your furniture?
But yeah, you're beginning. You're beginning. This is a start to your theater room.
Right.
You could add in another thing hack where you take a big old school TV, one that sits on the ground,
mm-hmm.
and just cut a hole in your wall and slide that TV through.
So it looks like a movie theater.
Yes, you got
screen.
It.
Right.
And you had the beginning steps
sure.
to your theater room. How about it? And you're already on board. I love it. Thank you, Antoine.
Yeah, he said he was on board. So Antoine,
helping one.
I would have pulled the ripcord on my parachute.
I've already taken another flight. So yes, your own elevated theater room, which I guess you need really short people or really high ceilings.
Uh-huh.
Because every basement I've ever gone into has such high ceilings.
Hey, use a Pop-Tart from last week and do some measurements.
And then balance a couch on mm-hmm. some chairs. Two on each side,
yes.
I guess, for safety's sake.
For safety
something.
Reasons.
But you have to be very gentle when you're sitting in that
be
second
careful,
row.
Be careful, you and know. Be safe about it. Don't be dumb about it.
Why no, don't be dumb about it.
Why wouldn't we use wood to build that next step?
Because, Antoine, that would be slightly less stupid, and that's what—that's not what this segment is about at all. Good grief.
Hey. WXLKHD. Rono.
The judgment is in on Monica's Thang Hack. We start by celebrating Friday.
Captain Friday.
Yes. And Captain Friday's sometimes very temperamental friend, Lady Weather, is actually going to be fairly, happy this week.
Lady Weather could be one of those anti-heroes, too. You never know which way they're going to go.
Lady Weather,
that's
turn on
nature.
You anytime. She's one of those ones. Lady Weather would turn on us all the time, and then we'd take her back again immediately.
Every single time, because she's so strong.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, she's hot. That's what it's Charlize Theron is Lady Weather.
There we go.
She would play the part.
Monica Brooks' Thang Hack of the low-rent home theater system.
How about that hookup right there?
How about that hookup? Door's closed. Sorry. Shut the door.
Oh,
and I did find for you also. Here it is. The door's open.
Okay. Yeah,
it's open. In case it's closing and you want to hear more.
But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to peek. I'm going to see if Monica's Thang Hack is still there. Let me look. Oh, I see it. Oh, no. Door's closed. Get out. Oh, my God. She's still here. She's looking at us through the peephole.
Hey.
Yeah, and I agree with the person who texted in. Definitely no Netflix and chill on that elevated couch.
No, you want to save that for later.
Yeah. That's Netflix in hospital.
You got to be careful.
Save it for later.
Yep, it'll be Monica's return to Sex Sent Me to the ER. That show.
There
finally.
You go.
Back after all these years. Were you ever actually on that show?
No.
Monica was in the finals to be on Sex Sent Me to the ER. I'm serious.
Yes, you had
to call
a story, right?
Or text and I'll tell
you. Oh, yeah. No, I'm not going to tell the story. It was told.
It was told, but I'm forgetting the fashion that we told it. But
we can't do everything on the radio. And that actually is a good time for me to point out that when you listen to the podcast, if you go to our podcast on iTunes, you can open your K92 radio app, smart speaker skill, any of those things, you get the show on there. And then we do bonus content.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And some of the bonus content is stuff that we just can't do on the regular radio.
Yeah.
Like Monica's story of the woman and her 300-year-old pirate ghost husband that she wanted to break up with.
They're going through a divorce.
Right. And not because it's a stupid story about a pirate ghost, but because of the medical condition Monica wouldn't stop talking about.
Well, that's the story.
Right.
You got to understand why they're going through the breakup and what happened.
Let me put it this way. Abscess is the good portion of the word. So,
which sounds like
a dirty word.
Yeah, so you can listen to a podcast for that one.
Yeah. So
for sure.
Once you drop the kids off at school, if they still have school, or just, I don't know, maybe they're probably still sleeping. So hide your kids, hide your wife.
Yes.
If you want to enjoy Monica's bonus episode that is on there. Because again,
Amanda Sparrow.
Sometimes we can't, Amanda Sparrow, large.
Large.
Yes.
Don't you forget her last name.
We cannot share all of the stories. Who are the happiest people in the world? Is it you?
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
All right, they did a study, and they came up with who's the happiest people in the world.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So this is based on your life situation and your gender and all those things. So married, single, man, woman, all that stuff.
Okay.
All right. Who do you think is the happiest person in the world?
Probably a married man, 30s, in the mid-30s.
Okay, married man, mid-30s.
Uh-huh.
Wrong. Antoine.
I want to say a married woman, a couple of kids, early 40s.
Okay, that's adorable. Uh-huh. Also wrong. Wrong. You're both wrong. The happiest person in the world is you listening if you are a woman who isn't married and doesn't have children. That's the happiest person in the world.
No worries. Be happy now.
No responsibility.
So the happiest people overall are women who aren't married, don't have kids. They live longer than married women and are healthier than they are, too.
Well, because you can focus on running. You have time. Yeah.
And here's why relationships are so screwed up. Because for men, the happiest men who live the longest are married men. Mm-hmm. So they live longer than single men.
They also say that women, because their wives keep them in check and make sure to check your health and stuff like that, encourage you to go to the doctor.
But then they die sooner, too.
So then their health suffers by taking care of us.
And they never let us live it down. And that's why they kill us early still, because they want to get back to that single, no kid having longer
and
life.
And now
living.
We're back to happy.
Finally, he's gone.
Number two
trending. I am really amazed and sort of confused by the passion of the BTS army.
I don't get it, and I keep trying to get it. I listen to their music. I see the group. I see the band. I'm like, I don't understand them.
BTS could walk in this studio right now, and I'd be like, who are these people?
I would know who they were.
I'd have no clue.
I would recognize them because they stick together. They always are together.
All seven of them, or however many.
And it's nothing bad. I don't get it, why it's such a high passion. And the BTS army, if you wrong them, they will destroy you.
They get mad. They're worse than the Beehive.
They are.
Maybe we should edit this out.
No, don't leave it in.
I don't want to get attacked.
Leave it in. Antoine said it.
Can't they use their power for good? Like, can't they elevate us to some sort of, celebrity status, make us some money or something? Because they're really good at ruining people. There's some Korean restaurant in New York. BTS went in there.
Yeah.
And the owner of the place took a picture of them and put it on his social media.
Okay.
The BTS army decided that it was a hidden camera that he used and it was a violation of the privacy of the precious BTS. So they destroyed the restaurant on Yelp. Everybody gave it a 1-star review and now it's crushed.
Why would you do such a thing?
Because they're crazy.
Well, now
awesome.
Now we need BTS to stand up for the restaurant.
Can't we get that BTS army to give us like 50 million 5-star reviews? Look, if you finally do that, then we'll play that BTS Halsey song that you're always requesting. Man. See, how about that?
Yeah, there's a lot of requests for it.
Yeah, they're hardcore.
Give me like 10,000 5-star reviews. Get us up to 100,000 likes on Facebook and we'll play that song.
Boom.
Someone text in and explain them.
Yeah, it's just, if you want to like them, that's fine.
Text
I just don't get the passion and the desire to force everybody else on Earth to also be part of it. Yeah, it's, I don't know.
Number one.
Please don't hurt us. Also, let me add that you may no longer be able to ride an Uber if you stink.
Okay,
I'm on board.
I mean, I guess you could physically stink too, but Uber says that it's going to start kicking off riders who have low ratings. Here's another situation with low ratings. If you are well below the average rating of a passenger, they're going to let the drivers just not pick you up if they don't want to.
Good.
You're okay with that?
I'm okay with that because there's a reason.
I feel like there's gray area though. Like, what if you don't tip well enough to the driver?
I am told that they don't know that when they do the ratings.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm told.
All right.
But I don't know that for a fact. It's just what someone told me who was an Uber driver. So maybe that was all part of his scam. I'm still mad that one Uber driver didn't give me 5 stars.
What did you do?
I don't know. Because I have like a 4.9 and I'm mad because I'm polite, I'm clean, I look nice, I smell nice.
But how did you open the door? Did you slam the door?
How did you close the door?
How did you use their seatbelt? Did you use their seatbelt?
I did. I didn't.
Did you click too hard?
Did you yank on it?
No, I don't think
so. Did you cough into the Uber?
I don't think so. I don't know, but I want to know, and I don't get to know. Like, I got 1.4, and I'm still mad about it. Look at my rating. I'm like 4.9. I should be a 5.
Were you on the phone?
No!
Uh-huh.
I blame my wife. She's probably in the car with me.
Blame your wife?
It's got to be something she did because it wasn't me. I blame my wife. That's why I got a 4. Yeah, very simple. Who or what needs to be told, fork you? We'll do a prize for our favorite as well. So start texting 52353. Let us know. And I'm going to complain about my kitchen. Hate the stupid kitchen.
Did you blame your kitchen?
I blame my kitchen. I do. I give my kitchen 1 star. 1 star kitchen floor. I'll explain next. Fork you! Fork you! Fork you! Who or what needs to be told? Yeah, free it up. You know what? We are your friendly neighborhood rage room. That's what we are.
Oh, those are... Oh, I can't wait to do one day.
That's what we are. So it's who or what needs to be told.
Fork you!
And then you feel better.
Yep.
And we don't even charge you. Those rage rooms, they charge you. Here, you can just go bash stuff all you want. And you can be angry. Speaking of bashing stuff, I'm going to fork my kitchen floor here.
Fork you!
Don't bash your kitchen floor.
You know what? I can't bash my kitchen floor because it is the hardest kitchen floor in the history of floors. And fork that stupid floor because it destroys everything.
Mm.
I think the your floor might be made out of diamond, because that's how hard a surface this stupid tile is in my kitchen. I did not put this tile in. I inherited it when I moved into this place. And I'm telling you guys, if you drop anything in my kitchen, it is gone. I don't care how high up it was when you dropped it. I don't care how sturdy the thing was when you dropped it. That floor has taken out an iPhone twice. The other day, took out an entire bottle of olive oil.
Oh, yep. That's a mess.
Glass bottle. Yeah. And it was one of those thick glass. You know, the fancy things when you're pouring for bread dipping?
I know exactly
dipping.
What you're talking about,
yes. Yes, let me pour and swirl. Knocked it on the floor.
Gone.
Bam.
Destroyed.
Full of olive oil. So I had to clean that up. Big, thick glass. Mm-hmm. Had to clean that up. But it doesn't matter. I dropped the little Tupperware thing off the bottom shelf of the refrigerator yesterday. It cracked that wide open,
too. Good gosh. That's a strong floor.
It is a very strong floor, and
sturdy.
I don't like it. I need a softer floor.
No, you don't.
No, PS,
no,
I do.
Like a good, strong
floor.
I don't
want a good, hard floor. It's going to be my skull one of these days.
Be careful,
maybe,
then.
Maybe we should stop dropping things.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to drop things. I mean, that's what my kids say all the time. I didn't mean it. You
gravity.
Know what it is? I need a padded floor. That's what it is.
Oh. Yep. You'll get a padded room?
Who or what needs to be told?
Fork you!
Antoine?
Fork you to my memory. I like to think I have a very good memory. I meet people often. I remember, like, small, minute details about them.
Insignificant things, right, sure.
But this past weekend, my memory just said, screw you, Antoine. Because I met somebody, and I was told their profession. They were an English teacher. Had a conversation. Very nice lady that I met. Fast forward like 15 minutes later, I'm having a conversation, which I believe is somebody completely different. I'm like, hey, what do you do for a living? Oh, I'm an English teacher. Oh, crap. You were the same person.
You didn't even realize you were talking to the same person?
I totally forgot that I met that person 15 minutes before.
Oh.
You forgot their face and everything.
I forgot everything.
Stuff like that happens and it's weird. You need to say, hello. I'm a twin. You know my brother, Antoine?
Hello, I am Lantoine. Nice to meet you.
Lantoine. Antoine, let me just officially welcome you to this job because I used to be smart too and all of it's gone. It just
leaks out of one ear.
I felt terrible.
Yep. Yeah. I was at a friend's house the other day. I said, man, I really like those new chairs in your living room. She said, cool, we got them last Christmas, remember?
But what's funny, they didn't correct me.
No, but they felt it.
Well, I got corrected, and I said, hello, I am, have you met me, the twin? Black. Nice to meet you. Hey. We got one person that wants to do fork you, and then we got another person that's basically the opposite of this situation. So they're going fork to fork here in a second.
Really,
oh, shucks.
Yep. Fork you.
Who or what needs to be told? Fork you. And some great text, too. Monica Brooks.
I got to say fork you to my little one, Hendrix. My little blessing, because I told him, okay, we went to the store and I said, Hendrix, you got to hold mommy's hand.
Okay.
He doesn't. And he says, no, I got it.
I got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he yanks his hand away. I got it. And I'm like, listen, you need to hold my hand. You know, we're walking to the car. Uh-huh. I got it. And I said, okay. And right as he said, I got it, he fell down. He tripped and fell.
Of course he did.
And scraped his little hands and knees. And I was like, you got to listen to mommy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, what happened?
Why
did this happen to me?
I was
you don't listen.
I actually would have expected you to say something like, see, you didn't have it.
You didn't have it.
Nope. Actually, I know exactly what she did, Antoine. She looked down and while he was crying on the floor and she went, doors closed.
Doors closed.
Out you go. Uh-huh. Who or what needs to be told?
Fork you.
All right, let's see one side of the coin, then you get the other. Let's start with Michelle. Hello, Michelle.
Good morning.
Hi, what's on your mind, Michelle? Who or what needs to be told?
Fork you to summer vacation. Because now
vacation.
I got to deal with kids.
Oh, I know. I'm so torn on summer vacation. But you know what? Let's do this. Michelle, hey, stay there. Don't go anywhere. Let's bring in Shannon. Hi, Shannon.
Hey.
All right, Shannon, now go ahead and give me the other side.
Fork you.
Who or what needs to be told? Fork you.
Fork you to the fact that my kids are still in school, they still have book fair, and they still have field trips. I'm trying to phone it in, and I can't.
Yep. See, you want summer vacation.
Yes, because I get to sleep later. I don't have to get up and drive them to school.
And Michelle says, no. See, this is more work for me because I have to deal with my children. Correct, Michelle?
Oh, correct.
Okay. Yeah. Well, this is a perfect situation.
All
Michelle,
right.
Shannon, we'll put you guys on hold. Trade children. It's that simple. There it is.
There you go.
It's a friendship happening right there.
No, that's not a friendship. This is a new life for both of them. We're gonna pick up the... Michelle, how many kids do you have and how old?
Two.
Okay.
15 and 11.
15 and 11. Okay. Shannon, what do you have?
I have three.
Okay.
2, 8, and 10.
Okay.
No.
Michelle said, nope, I'm good. I keep my 15-11-year-old summer vacation. They can entertain themselves.
Michelle, 15-11, they don't want anything to do with you this summer anyway. You're good to go. Ladies, both of you, hang on. We're going to get prizes for both of you because I like you. Let's see. Kiera? Is it Kiera?
Yeah.
Is that what we have? Kiera?
Yeah.
Hi, Kiera. What's going on?
Hi.
Fork you.
Good morning.
I want to say fork you to my job for having me work on my birthday.
Mm.
And I can't have the next day off either because that's the only way I get holiday pay.
Oh, darn you and your extra pay. That just That's a tough one. I know, because it's your birthday and you want to celebrate life. You know what? I have the opposite side of your coin, too, because there's someone right here. Text 52353. Fork you to birthdays. The one day of the year you're just reminded how stupid and old you are. So you know,
we are full of balance today on this show.
That's okay. How about that?
I know. I love that. Y'all on and popping today. Everybody needs to be told fork you. Mm-hmm. Bring it up for the weekend.
Yeah.
Because Lady Weather is in a good mood.
She is.
Text 52353, Jason Christiansburg. I feel Jace's pain. Fork you to graduations on a Friday night. I mean, I'm proud of the kids and all, but now I can't start my weekend until later.
Oh, you gotta wait.
I hear you. Casey in Salem. Oh, poor Casey.
What happened?
Fork myself. I was attempting to curl my hair and burnt the curl off. Just happened, just like YouTube videos.
Oh, no.
I know.
Oh, that stinks.
You burnt the curl off.
I'm getting some fork and flack here. Fork you to Zach and his food porn skills. I tried to make a dish of his that he posted on Instagram. Epic fail.
I wonder which one.
I already texted to ask.
figure out.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me see. Is there a follow-up yet? I'll look for that one. In the meantime, I think every parent can feel this pain and actually feel this pain. Fork you to my 3-year-old and his Legos. I think I have stepped on more Legos in the past year than I will in my entire life. He has so many Legos.
Yeah, that hurts.
Fun fact, you actually step on more Legos than a kid owns. They just like reproduce.
They do.
Uh-huh.
Like you didn't buy all those Legos. They just randomly show up.
And it hurts.
Like
all the kid toys. Mm-hmm.
Fun fact, when you give Legos to a 3-year-old and they're tons of money, the 3-year-old never builds them by himself anyway. So you have to build it all and then they smash them and destroy it. So then it's just thousands of dollars. That's thousands of dollars worth of pain on the floor.
Oh,
so not
no.
only do they hurt,
yep.
they remind you of how much they cost.
Mm.
And what do the kids do in this situation? They ask for the $500 Death Star Legos next.
Yeah.
Well, I want that. Why? You can destroy all these Legos that are right here.
You need more.
No. I always make them try to build those old box houses. I mean, that's what we had as a kid. We didn't have no Lego set.
Nope.
We had that little idiot with his little house in the tree. That was it.
I used to build the box houses all the time.
You were lucky if you had a police car. That was the best there was. Nothing else. Jacked up laundromats, walnut eaten, and a pretend TV show. Welcome to the top moments of the week.
Woo!
Here on the K92 Morning Thing. We count them down on Friday.
Yep.
Because we've done stuff.
Yes.
And like a bunch of old people, we can't remember anything.
Forget.
Not a single thing.
I mean, all the time.
It's because there are so many hilarious moments here on the K92 Morning Thing.
What do?
We need to be reminded of what we do around here and the things we learn. Like top clip number 3, when we learned about the Bedford Laundromat.
It's always hot.
It's always hot.
Yeah.
It's always hot, and there's someone always touching your clothes.
I had a guy
and
spit tobacco on my toe.
What?
When I was a kid, because I was sitting on one of the washing machines and by the trash can, and he went to spit, but he missed. And I have flip-flops on.
Gross.
Yeah.
You have to understand,
and I never
too,
forgot that moment.
Growing up in Bedford County, deep in the woods.
We went to town.
Yeah. The laundromat, too, it was, they didn't have actual dryers. It was trash cans, and then you just manually crank the trash can yeah, to dry out all your clothes. Because that was your exercise.
Where's Jeremy from Bedford?
Yeah, because Jeremy sent a text in.
And it wasn't always the hand crank. If you had a fast enough pony, you could tie the pony, and then the pony would run, and then it would get the whole thing going.
What?
A tobacco spit on the floor.
Yeah, it was gross.
And then you're going to get mad at me?
Yeah. That's true.
Top clip number 2, talking walnuts. Yes, that's right. Here on the K92 Morning Thing, we talk about everything from significant and big lifetime things to eating walnuts. Which, according to Monica, is a favor.
Yeah,
we were doing this is the lightning bolt. You get a category, you get 15 seconds to rattle off as many things as you can in the category. And the category was favors you would do for somebody. Monica Brooks, take over, please. You have to give me in 15 seconds, Monica, favors you would do for somebody.
Oh. Rub their back, rub their feet, massage their head, massage their temples. Favors you would pick up your kids from school. You take them to church. You'll read a book to the kids.
All of these are pretty good so far,
okay.
If I should put.
All right.
A lot of rubbing, but
Continue. It's a favor.
Here we go.
You scrub a car. You eat walnuts with them. You sit there. You pet their pets. Okay. I don't know.
You will eat walnuts with them.
Yep. And I'll give you a point for that because it doesn't really matter. Antoine wins anyway.
Who wants to eat walnuts?
Shout
alone.
Out to you, Lace.
Shout out to anyone listening who would like the gracious favor of Monica eating walnuts with you.
You ate walnuts with me. I owe you one.
No one should eat walnuts alone.
When you're cracking nuts alone, doesn't it feel lonely? You feel lonely.
What a very lonely person would do.
Somebody's going to have to help you move because you ate walnuts with them. Like, I got to pay her back, so I'm going to move this couch.
Yeah, I'm glad you understand.
Yep, that is true.
Thank you.
So, Antoine, if you could help move some furniture after all that walnuts eaten. It could maybe be an episode on Top Clip number one. We learned all about the fake TV show that goes on inside his head. Ladies and gentlemen, the Antoine Terrell Show.
My confession is, I literally live my life when I'm by myself as if I'm legitimately on a television show.
Like Big Brother?
No.
No, on the Antoine Terrell Show.
It's like, it's more like Saved by the Bell.
Oh.
I will be watching TV by myself in the living room. Something funny or weird will happen and I'll be watching TV. Mm-hmm. I'll be staring at the TV and something will happen and I just look at this invisible camera. And then make a face. And then I go back to watching the show. Hey, perfectly
look
normal.
Look at you.
He goes over and he goes, eating walnuts. So if you would like to be a member of the Antoine Terrell Show, it pays nothing. And it has an audience of zero.
But it's a lot of fun, guys.
It's a lot of fun.
The K92 Morning Bang's $1,000 Pop Quiz.
Styled by Uptown Cheapskate.
You can win $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Here on the K92 Morning Thing. Take that money, absolutely. Uptown Cheapskate. Let's get Allie in here first. So Allie of Rocky Mount. Good morning, Allie.
Good morning.
Did you go get your three free answers?
I did.
All right, fantastic. It should be at least $30.
There you go.
We've been talking about Uptown Cheapskate. So it's gently used clothing in a lot of cases for massive discounts. And I did talk to Becca yesterday at Uptown. They are in straight up buy mode right now. So if you want to make some money on your clothes, or even better, because they'll give you cash, but a lot of times they do store credit instead, and they'll give you more store credit than they would cash. The normal deal is 25% above what cash would be. Right now, they are running a special 40%.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. So 40% more just for taking it in store credit. Yeah. And then you can go buck wild
in there.
Man. $3 Abercrombie
awesome
shirt.
Mm-hmm. $3. And they have all kinds of, like, purses and just cute attire. Yeah,
accessories, or as Monica says, and which I prefer, accessories.
Accessories.
Yeah.
So June 1st through the 15th is that 40% credit deal.
Yep.
So this is Uptown Cheapskate, Town Square Boulevard in Roanoke. Again, get your three free answers from Monday because we continue to play no matter what happens here with Allie. Allie, here's the deal. 60 seconds. You may pass at any time. We'll come back if there's time. $10 for every single one you get right. Get them all right. $1,000. Are you ready, Allie?
I'm ready.
Fantastic. Here we go. 60 seconds, and it will start when I finish reading this first question. Good luck, Allie. What kind of animal is a tufted titmouse?
Pass.
Max and Duke are characters in what kids' movie?
Pass.
Meredith Grey is a character from what TV show?
Grey's Anatomy.
Yes. Yep.
Suge Knight is one of the founders of what hip-hop record label?
Death Row.
Yep. True or false, athlete Floyd Mayweather is best known for playing basketball?
False.
Correct. Yes. What rock band had a recent hit with a cover of the 80s song Africa?
Pass.
What actor most recently played Batman in the movies?
Ben Affleck.
Yep. Yes.
What is the last name of the main family in the horror movie Us?
Pass.
Who plays Peeta in the Hunger Games movies?
Josh.
Getting there.
Pass.
Okay. In the Black Panther movie, what is the name of Black Panther's sister? Okay, tufted titmouse. What kind of animal?
Mouse.
Nope. Let's see. Max and Duke are characters in what kids' movie? Time is up.
She got 50.
$50 right there.
$50.
That's a good weekend.
You know what? She had to give her 55.
55.
She said Josh.
Actually, you know what? See, that's always going to raise a red flag around here when I do 55. Give her $60.
$60?
Look at you. Nice. I'm bribing
here. Look at Captain Friday must have shown up.
Because of Josh?
It is.
Well, I gave her 50 because of Josh. So she's 50.
Oh, okay.
Yes, that's because of Josh.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
Yeah, I gave it. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I already gave her 50 because of Josh.
You were being nice.
I was like, she had Josh.
I'm not used to you being nice.
Oh,
so there's that.
Allie, let me run them down for you. You got $50. Uh-huh. The tufted titmouse is a bird, and it is my favorite bird to say.
Oh, yes.
I'm like, what? It's a bird. Max and Duke are the main characters of Secret Life of Pets. Mm-hmm. See,
that was the one I was trying to knew that one, like, but I couldn't get the title.
The band Weezer are the ones that did that Africa song. The last name of the family in the horror movie Us is Wilson. Josh Hutcherson is his name, but we gave it to you anyway because you said Josh. You're good to go. And in the Black Panther movie, Black Panther's sister is Shuri, right?
Yes, it's Shuri.
Shuri. So there you go. $50, though. That's a nice little haul for the weekend. You can go buck wild at Uptown Cheapskate with that.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
This is great news. Alex Trebek, Jeopardy host.
Yes.
His cancer's in remission.
Okay. Near remission.
Near.
That's what he says.
But he was like stage four, and they said now it's like 50% the way. That's what I like. There was a news article yesterday that said,
he's been going through aggressive treatments. He has a very aggressive form of cancer that does not have an awesome success rate either.
Right. But, he's staying positive, and he has so much support. We love him. I think he's one of those people like Tom Hanks. There's nothing bad you can say about Alex Trebek.
Yeah. Who doesn't like Alex Trebek?
And who are you? And we don't like you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Already.
He's an American treasure, even though he's Canadian.
I love Canadian bacon. I don't care. Yeah, he is a treasure.
He's way better than Canadian
bacon. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Because bacon is still way better than Canadian bacon. There is no American Alex Trebek. Pat Sajak is fine.
I was about to say, he's a close, though. He's not.
No, he's not, because I believe there's something shady with Pat.
Really?
Yeah.
Pat Sajak, you think there's something shady?
I think one day we're going to get a book, and you won't believe the things that he's done.
Oh, the things he did to Vanna? What did he do to Vanna?
But I think there's some scandals with him.
Maybe they gang up.
He has a swag when he leans over that little wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah. He leans over.
It's that tan,
too.
Yeah,
he's like, so what do you do for a living?
Oh, my God.
Oh, you're a teacher.
I never trust someone who's overly tanned, either.
Yeah,
there's something going on.
And a lean.
Oh, and the lean?
Okay.
He leans into his, you know, the contestants.
A suspicious lean.
Yeah, there's something about him.
All right.
I still like him, but I just don't know his secrets yet.
Interesting.
And save this moment, just in case something does come out.
We'll play it for TMZ.
Oh, no.
Like, she knew before all of y'all.
All right, so Ashton Kutcher, I didn't know this.
I didn't either.
So he testified in a trial of a man accused of killing a woman back in 2001.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Now, he was supposed to go on a date with said woman, but he thought that he was stood up.
But she had been murdered.
Ooh.
Ashton Kutcher, anything? What do you think on him? Or do you like him?
I think he's all right. I just think he's all right.
You know what? Here's what I think with him is, as a person, I think he's a good person.
Yes.
And he seems like he's a good dad, good husband, all those things. He's sort of been billed as this technological entrepreneur.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't believe that.
That's what I think. I think he's going to lose all his money.
When I think of Ashton Kutcher, I think of him as the Jennifer Aniston of male celebrities.
And what is it?
Very plain. Very plain. Like, okay.
Fine. Big bowl
he's
of fine. Yeah.
It's
one of those we're going to find out he's leveraged all of us into a pyramid scam or something.
Yeah,
he doesn't really have as
that.
Much money as that. And is Pat Sajak's lean involved in any of this situation?
Lean with it, Pat.
I'm going to start examining that lean.
I could be wrong.
I'm going to watch the wheel tonight just to find that lean. Everybody report back on what you think of the lean. I am using bribery as a parenting tool, and I am...
Baby, I'm sorry.
Not sorry. No, that's fine. Don't care. Sometimes I think you have to use bribery as a parenting tool, and it is working amazingly now.
If it works, go with it.
What are you doing?
Sorry, not sorry. And if you have anything you want to hashtag sorry, not sorry, as we head into the weekend, you can totally do that to 52353. My son is a lousy eater.
All right.
That is well documented.
Mm-hmm.
So I came up with a bribery scam to get him to eat new foods.
All right,
or foods that I just know he would eat. I know he would like them, or he's eaten in the past, and then he's just decided, I don't want to eat strawberries anymore. That was a new one.
Okay, so how are you getting them to eat?
Well,
what are you doing?
What do children love more than anything, Monica?
A snack? A snack?
No, their iPad.
Oh, yeah.
Their iPad.
Yes.
Come on. They love that thing more. Uh-huh. My son, when he gets off the school bus, I meet him at the bus, and he says, Daddy, can you hold my bag for me, please? So he wants me to carry his bag home for him. As soon as I take that bag, he sprints to the house. So he just starts sprinting away from me. He's gone. By the time I get into the house, he has taken his shoes off, socks off. He has his headphones on. He's sitting on the couch with his iPad asking for a snack. I mean, it is that fast.
Okay.
Amazing.
Hold my bags, I can run.
So he loves that stupid iPad. So I have decided, fine, I will use that in this bribery tool. And I said, here's what we're going to do, Lennon. Every time you try
a new food, mm-hmm. something that I have declared as new food, you get 1 point.
Ooh.
Oh.
And if you finish the portion that I give you, you get 3 points.
Oh, shucks.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get to 20 points, you may pick out any game you want on your iPad. You can get a new game.
Okay.
There you go. He has been eating everything this week.
All his food.
Everything.
Doesn't even taste it.
Keeping track of all his scores. Last night, and I quote, "Daddy, can we have a new food tomorrow?"
Ooh.
Yes!
And you know what you can do. I got some signs for you.
Okay, good.
You can start fading off of that to where he has to eat more to earn that 1 point. So therefore, he has to eat like his full plate to get 2 points.
Gotcha.
And now it builds up, so it stretches it out, and you can fade the reinforcement away to where he's just eating it without anything.
Can I fade it to like 30 points or 40 points he's got to earn or 4 million points, or is it better to go in the other direction?
No, no, you can fade it the right way. You can fade it to where he has to earn more points.
Uh-huh.
You just got to do it slowly, though. So don't go from 3 to 1,000.
Antoine is, what's your degree in again?
ABA, a master's in ABA and autism.
Okay. So mind control is like, that's what it is. So he's good at this mind control stuff. So that's why I like that. Yeah, I am not sorry at all.
Okay, don't care. Sorry, no.
Feeling good. All anybody else want to join the party?
You
come
know
on
what?
In.
I'm sorry, not sorry, that I'm that guy on escalators that won't walk. When I get on an escalator, I'm just going to ride the escalator. Because if I wanted to walk, I would take stairs. So
you're
I'm that guy that you're standing behind of that won't walk forward.
Do you go to the right at least?
Or I don't stand right in the middle.
If you stand in the middle, that's like asking for, like, what is he doing?
I push you out of the way. Is what it is.
But my bags are on the left, so you really still can't pass.
Oh, so you are in the way.
Yeah, you can't pass.
So you're blocking.
Why do you do that?
Why do you do that?
Take the stairs if you want to walk.
No, I want to pretend I'm the Flash. I want to be able to walk fast.
Well, then exercise more. I don't know what to tell you.
I exercise plenty.
You do, actually.
And you better watch out because I exercise with combat mixed in. So once you receive a nice, well-placed kick to your knee, you know exactly why.
No, and studies show that walking up an escalator actually messes up the escalator.
All right, now I'm done with your nerd talk.
Come on.
All right, I liked it when it was mind control.
You gotta get out the way. You know, I'm sorry, not sorry for setting Hendrix up to tease his sister. Because Ava didn't want to hang out with me.
Okay.
And so I gave Hendrix ice cream, and he walked over and said, "Sissy." She's like, "What, Hen?" He said, "I got ice cream." And she said, "Where'd you get that?" My ice cream.
Mine and that's right. Not sorry.
No.
Love it.
Hang out with your mother.
Oh, yeah. Me and Monica are model parents. It's broke model, but it's okay. It's still model parenting. Because it's a hip-hop spelling bee. It's a hip-hop spelling bee.
Say what?
It's a hip-hop spelling bee. It's a hip-hop spelling bee.
Shona.
Good morning, everybody. Pull down your pants. It's time to do the Friday dance. Oh, wait. I forgot. It's 2019, so just grab your phone and stare at your screen, because that's what we do. Hip-hop spelling bee. Here we go. Please spell Antoine Terrell. Not that.
Oh, I was about to spell
it. Oh, that's easy. I know that one. I'm a rapper.
Is this a trick question?
Right. Hip-hop spelling bee, round one. Spell riffraff. Riffraff. And again, you do it spelling bee style.
All right.
So the name, then you spell, and then the name. Get it wrong, Monica gets a chance to steal. Riffraff.
Riffraff. R-I-F-F-R-A-F-F. Riffraff.
All right.
Correct. And I actually like him. He still does.
Why?
Like
why? That's a good question.
I don't know why. He seems like he's
a doofus.
He is, but.
But you like him as a doofus.
Yeah, he just kind of just chill.
Okay, fair enough. Well, that's a point for Antoine.
Thank you.
Okay, Monica Brooks, please spell Lil Xan.
Lil Xan. Lil Xan. Is there something weird with Lil Xan?
Lil Xan.
Lil Xan. Okay, Lil Xan. L I L Z A Y N. Lil Xan. No.
That means you're
wrong. I believe
wrong.
If you took Zane from One Direction and turned him into a rapper, he'd be Lil Xan, because that's what you had.
Yeah.
Antoine, your chance to steal on Lil Xan.
I don't. This is just
easy.
A guess. This is a guess for me. Right. Lil Xan. L I L X A N.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I saw it like once or twice.
Yep. Wow.
L-I-L-X-A-N.
X-A-N.
Best known for dating Miley Cyrus's sister.
Yeah, that's where I've seen
it. And doing drugs. Those are really Lil
that's
Xan's
Lil
best.
Xan.
Antoine.
Lil Xanax.
Okay. 2-0. That's actually what it is for. Lil Xanax, So 2-0.
All right.
If you get this, the game is over.
Quick game, possibly.
Hip-hop spelling bee. Hip Hop Spelling Bee. Good thing it's not for talking. It's only for spelling. Please spell creation.
Oh, man.
Creation.
Monica, you're going to get a go. Okay.
Who, by the way, is really cute. Girl.
Oh.
All yes. right.
Okay. She. I learned all about the creation and Lil Debbie feud yesterday. And I
Lil
really.
Lil Debbie Cakes?
No, her name is Lil Debbie.
Okay.
And between the two of them, I would be okay with them settling this beef via pillow fight. I am on board for that. Yes, I understand. I am a scumbag, but I don't care. Right. Creation.
I have to Google in a second. All right. Mm-hmm. Creation.
Creation.
K-R-E-A.
Creation.
S-H. I think that's a Y. Okay. S-H. Y O N, I don't know. Creation.
I believe you have spelled Creation. Which, no, I'm sorry.
That means you're wrong.
Creation, no. Monica Brooks, your chance to steal.
Creation. Okay. Creation.
Creation.
She's really cute, Creation. So her name has to be really cute. Spelled cute.
Fair enough.
C R E A. S-H-O-N. Did you say that?
No.
I don't know. All right, creation.
I said it.
No.
I start with a K. I feel confident it starts with a K.
Antoine, well, you were kind of close, and then you fell off the rails. Creation, K-R-E-A.
Okay.
Y.
That's where the Y
was. S-H-A-W-N.
Oh, no.
So
it wasn't
creation.
We weren't getting there.
No.
Creation.
Not at all.
Okay, Monica Brooks, you must get a point on this or Antoine wins.
Oh.
Here we go. Please spell baby tears.
That's a rapper, baby tears.
Baby tears.
Lil Hendrix.
Baby tears.
Oh, he'd be great as baby tears.
Lil baby tears.
Actually, he's baby dookie butt. That's what he would
Aww.
Be. No, Lil dookie butt.
Male, female, please.
I think it's a male.
That's important.
Yes.
I don't remember.
Dang it.
I think it's a guy, though. Pretty sure baby tears is a guy. Hang on. You sound it out.
Baby tears. Yeah, so we need to start asking. Male, female, please.
That's true.
Guy.
Guy. Okay. Well, then, he is Baby Tears, B-A-B-Y.
Mm-hmm. You are correct so far.
There you go.
Tears, T-E-A-R-Z.
T-E-A-R-Z.
Baby Tears.
Baby Tears. Monica Brooks needs a point on this, or Antoine wins.
That means you're wrong.
I'm sorry.
It's been a while.
Go say it.
I haven't said this in a while. This is for the A team. And what they do. And they stay
there. Yes, they do.
So what's the spelling?
Monica Brooks, you are tripped up by the stupidest of all the letters. The correct way to spell baby tears? B-A-B-Y.
Okay.
T-E-A-R. Dollar sign.
Ooh.
Oh, the dollar sign.
I wondered
sign.
If you were going to say that. I didn't know the name.
Yep. The dollar
the
sign got
gotcha.
You.
Sign.
That dang dollar sign. This couple is suing the hospital. They're mad. It says the hospital's fault and they got to pay.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
That is just one of the three blow your mind stories. As we get ready, I take out a word. Little game, try to figure out in the wacky news story. So we start with the couple suing a hospital because blank. A, they had a baby. B, they stole their kidney. Or C, price gouging in the hospital cafeteria. What do you think?
Ooh.
I'm going with C.
You're going
yes,
C.
The cafeteria.
Price gouging. Expensive fruit cups.
Yeah, you know, they are very expensive fruit cups, but I'm here to tell you, you are...
That means you're wrong.
Wrong. Correct answer. Had a baby. And they're blaming the hospital for this situation.
What?
And they are right. It is the hospital's fault.
What?
They want $800,000 for this situation.
It's the hospital's fault?
Well, they had a baby?
Here's the deal. This woman had twins.
Mm-hmm.
When she had twins, the husband and the wife said, that is it.
Okay.
No more children. She said, please tie my tubes.
Okay. Oh.
They forgot. They forgot to tie her tubes.
Okay, so she paid for something that didn't happen.
And then got pregnant.
Yeah.
Again, because she thought her tubes had been tied.
Yeah.
Okay.
And didn't realize it until after the fact. So they want $800,000 to help raise the child
that they did not plan on having.
Okay, well, they're all right on that.
Yeah, I can't argue that one.
That's what I hear. What the guy says.
The nurses missed it. The doctors missed it. The administration missed it. So usually there's safety nets where one of them is going to catch it. But all of these little holes lined it up perfect, and we fell right through everything. If a man got a woman pregnant, they'd have to pay child support, right? So isn't this kind of the same thing?
The hospital says no. They say no. They deny that the plaintiffs have suffered any damages and that what they have is a miracle. I would like to add that the prices in the cafeteria are very expensive. So I think I would have been okay with that one also. Story number two, daredevils injured by blank. A, hot coals. B, sleeping on nails. Or C, cheese.
Cheese.
I gotta go with cheese.
Cheese.
Correct.
It is cheese. This is the annual cheese rolling competition. They do it every year. They take those big wheels of cheese.
Yeah, I've
and
seen
they,
it.
They throw them down this hill. And the people are insane. They don't just run after the cheese. They go insane. They flop around. They dive after the cheese. They push each other out of the way.
Oh.
It's like Game of Thrones.
Oh, man.
Yeah, all sorts of injuries. There's people carried off on stretchers. Bloody face, missing tooth.
Ooh.
So if you'd like to go next year, it'll be Cooper's Hill, which is in Gloucestershire, England.
Yay.
I've seen videos of it.
There
looks
you go.
Ridiculous.
Last one. Woman donates plasma every week to pay for blank. A, her drug habit. B, her shopping addiction. Or C, toys.
Toys.
You say toys?
Shopping addiction.
Shopping addiction is...
Correct!
Oh. Yep. Maybe she purchases with
toys.
Her shopping addiction. Oh. But yeah, this woman, every single week, she makes $280 a month on plasma. So she made over $3,000 last year. And she says she has a shopping addiction because she spends over $600 a month on clothes, shoes, and beauty products.
What the heck? So she's a hoarder a little bit? Because what else are you doing with all that?
I don't know.
Just buying it? Just buying stuff?
People
just to have
there
stuff?
There are certain people. I mean, retail therapy is a thing. And then there are people that just buy and buy and buy.
Oh, I know. I know. I had a friend that working in retail. She worked in retail and she would buy things as she was working.
Yeah,
so she would put things to the side. Like, and she's like, I got to buy this after I get off.
That's the most bizarre thing. If you sit there in a retail store all day and you make money that you then spent on that store, you think, what just happened
here? That's exactly
what
she did.
I didn't do anything. I just wasted an entire day, but I have a shirt.
Woo!
Zach Jackson has just blown your mind. The K92 Morning Thang. Hear more at K92Radio.com.